To join the Arizona Working Dog Alliance, go to azwda.com and become a member or donate today. Help us educate the common public in wildlife management and conservation. Two long weeks. Been a while. Let me see. Riker's still muted.
Oh, there we go.
He muted himself. Oh, shit. There we go. Oh, what you guys been doing?
Christmas and working.
Yeah, we'll talk to Derek first because he thinks he's a Texan now.
I like it down here, man. We didn't talk to y'all after Mexico. That was a pretty good trip. Went down there and hunted. It was a little dry down there, but there's just piles of game, man. It's all kinds of stuff. Wild giraffes and nilgai and zebras, everything else.
In Mexico?
Yeah. We got like some of that stuff here, black buck and nilgai all over the place, that kind of thing. Wild beast and stuff. It just depends where it is. But yeah, Mexico is pretty cool. We caught a bobcat and we trailed a lion around a whole bunch and ended up.
Oh, yeah. Action going on the show right now. Benny making out. Holy crap.
Benny, it's a family show.
I know.
Hey, that's how you get more family, you bonehead.
Yeah. But it's good down here. I'm liking it.
Well, you can have Texas.
I love it, man. Got the beach an hour away. Bobcats every damn where. Just tons of game. And I ain't had to walk not up one mountain at all. Not one single time. I haven't walked up not one single mountain.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't like Texas. So
we got some big lions.
I like my canyons and my boulders and my hills.
We got some big lions on camera, though, man. Big, big.
You know, big lions and little baby lions.
Babe, I'll show you. I'll send you a picture later. Jokers.
Camera adds 10 pounds.
Well, we got two on the same camera. We know one is over 142 pounds. That's what he was at last time he was recollared. And this other one's significantly larger than him.
Those aren't in Texas.
Sometimes they are.
Exactly. Sometimes they are.
Well, definitely. You know.
Those lions know how to speak Spanish.
Well, that's okay.
Definitely more game down where they are, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
tons of game. I saw new pictures of it today off the next place down from where the cameras I can see. They got all kinds of pictures of them two lions down there around a different area over.
Keep talking.
So you're outside on the porch?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out front of the deal. Yeah, you've been here. That Jeep is on the porch. Yeah.
And that Jeep's still there.
Yeah. They sent him the wrong engine parts, like for the wrong engine. So he had to reorder everything right before Christmas.
Huh. Have you got the air conditioner turned on ice cold in the dog kennel?
It's on a little bit. Whatever. It's on like, it's in Celsius. I think it's set on like 21 or something.
Hell, it's That's chilly down it's here. Everybody's wearing sweaters. Let me see.
Shit, it was 92 today.
It's cloudy here today. Rain is 50 today, and the high was, they got a freeze watch going on, even in Phoenix.
There you go. I wish we'd get some of that here. It's just been too hot.
Was 58 today, but I had my windows down. But I'm not from here. Everybody else probably had their heaters on.
Yeah. It's supposed to cool down this weekend. I think I'm going to go do some wounded game chasing with a buddy of ours.
Yep. Jared, what you been up to?
Just hunting a little bit here and there, trying not to get rained on.
It's raining down there, ain't it?
Dude, it's been raining on and off for like the past 2 weeks.
It looked dirty in Phoenix. I'm south of Phoenix about 20, 30 miles, and it looked dirty.
We've been getting rain here since, 7 o'clock this morning. Hasn't quit yet. Oh yeah, God. The yard's a lake.
There you go.
Better than the dust bowl.
That'll be good later, yeah. That'll help your trailing conditions in a few weeks if it keeps up.
Oh, yeah. Be nice if it quit. Shit, it's been on off. We'll get a rainstorm and then it will quit, and then you'll go out for a day or two and then another rainstorm will come in. Like in the last 10 days, I've only been out 4 days because of the rain.
There you go. That's friggin' right.
Benny?
What?
You just been cooking and cooking and cooking.
I have. I'm tired. I'm going to go to Phoenix Friday and I got volunteered by family for 2 different days to make fry bread. They don't have any Navajos in Phoenix or what?
Yeah, I just hired one today. I got three that work with me.
Richard fights there. Richard, before we get together Saturday morning, find me some Navajos that'll spell me on the fry bread.
Yep. I just hired me another one today. Yes, Cody went to Canada. When is that? Yep. 2 days ago? What is today?
He left Monday morning real early.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yep. And then we saved the best for last, Riker.
Oh, just been getting dogs trained. Cows are starting to calves. We're in calving season and dealing with a lawsuit. So.
Yep. And we thought, so I brought him on because he got some stuff going on. And he ain't a houndsman, but your wife, girlfriend, whatever.
Wife, yeah. Her family, they've always ran hounds, chased lions, bears.
So. What about your girlfriend? Does her family run hounds too? Unless no. She's watching, then I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
so you're in the cattle business. You're in the cattle dog.
Yeah, cattle dogs, working dogs, sheep dogs, that type of stuff. But
and the majority of the time on here, we're talking about hounds and everybody giving us trouble, but you kind of got yourself in a little bit of trouble. I was bumming around TikTok and came across your story where you got some neighbors. Is it your neighbors?
Yeah, neighbors. Yep.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So I've been doing this, I don't know, 8 years now, since I was 16. Been on this property forever, but they just recently serviced with a lawsuit for barking dogs. They're over 330 yards away. They refuse to sleep with their window closed, and they built a new home, didn't put AC in it. And so they're blaming that on me for owning dogs. But
how long have they lived there?
They've been there, I think about 2020 is when they moved in, kind of when COVID hit and everyone started moving out of the cities. So
when did they build their house?
I think they started about that 2020 time period when they started building. So about in there.
So they knew for one, you had dogs at
birth. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the business wasn't where it is now. Probably a little milder, not as many dogs, but still they knew kind of what I did. And we keep horses right next to their house, keep cattle right next to their house.
Your fence runs right up that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right around makes like an L shape. It's all county property where we are.
It's always been
agriculture. We grow grass hay right there next to them. So, I mean, we bale that, cut it sometimes. So there's always noise right by them. They knew what they were building next to. So
when do you guys start weaning calves?
Ridiculous, in my opinion. But
when do you guys start weaning calves out there?
Yeah,
Riker. When do you start weaning calves out there?
Kind of how we got through the lawsuit. I can't say much, but what I can say is they.
Maybe you can't hear.
Oh, I can't hear. I can only hear you, Chris. I didn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've never had that happen before,
Chris.
Yeah.
Tell him when he's weaning to kick them calves over to that pasture neighbor in that house and put the mothers about 200 yards away.
So you can only hear me?
Yeah.
What?
I could hear those guys when we first got on, but I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know if I hit a button.
He was asking when you wean calves, and then when you do, just pull them off the tent and put them over on that fence.
Yeah. So our feedlot actually borders town, borders the same property. It's just down from where my dogs are, a couple hundred yards. But yeah, we put the calves in there. We've got some people that whine about those as well that are move-ins. So yeah, it's kind of our town only has about 1,000 people. There's 3 feedlots that border town. We're one of them. Now we're starting to get kind of flooded with out-of-staters that come in and starting to complain about kind of how we live our life and how we do things around here. It's always been agriculture town first, but it's kind of starting to shift a little bit.
I'm still boggled why you can't hear them.
I don't know. I don't know what button I need to hit or what.
No, you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you good. Like I said, when we first got on, I could hear them. But
you should all still be in the thing.
Yeah. You didn't hear that either, Riker?
Mm-mm.
Well, good. You guys could talk so much crap about him, he won't even know.
Yep.
Kick them wieners over there and then start bailing at 3 in the morning.
Let me remove you and see, bring you back, see if it works. Talk, Derek. Somebody.
Can you hear us now?
You still can't hear him?
No, nothing.
Here's sign off, Riker, and sign back in.
Okay.
Where's he at?
Now we can talk shit about that cattle guy.
I think he's out of South Texas. He's right down there by you.
Really?
Utah.
Oh, that makes more sense.
All his wife's family. Let me see. Try to get back in. There it is. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep, there we go.
There it is.
Can you hear Jared? He's not talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess that's fair.
I'm acclimated. I slept in my barn since Thanksgiving. It's the season I birthed massive pigs and sheep, heifers, and heat. For a minute, I thought you got kicked out of your house, had to go into the doghouse. So what are they trying to get you for? Or what is their intention?
So basically the lawsuit says to either shut my business down or to build a fully soundproof enclosure that zero decibels come out. That's 100% on barking dogs is the only thing they're trying to sue me on. But crazy so part lose, is like, or go
lose $1,000 or spend thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Yep.
And what have you been to court for? Or they just got, you got served with it.
I just got served. It's been 21 days now. So we got our answer filed. We were supposed to do mediation actually before they gave us our lawsuit and they didn't show up.
Can you buy them an air conditioner?
We offered and they refused because they said they have the right to have their window open.
And you have the right to run your dang business on your property that was there before they got here.
Yeah. You have kennel license and all that crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a kennel's license. You have to have a conditional use license in my county. You got all that. So we're on the up and up as far as running the business goes.
Yeah. You're legit.
Yeah.
I don't know how legal stuff works, but like my buddy, he ran a dairy and come this time of year, the starlings get real bad. So they'd run those propane cannons.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sun up to sundown. And I don't know if they got sued over it, but it went to the county and the county sided with them. I mean, you know, and that dairy was pretty new. Their dad had a dairy that's been around, you know, the 60s, but they started a new dairy a little bit down the road there. And it's probably established in like, don't quote me on this, but like in the mid 2000s, 2008, 2012, something like that. And the county sided with them. I mean, I don't know how suing and that stuff works, but
yeah, I'm in a similar boat. Like the county, they side on my side. Commissioners are on my side. I haven't been cited by an officer or an animal control. So, I mean, as far as that goes, we're on the up and up, but a person can sue you if they want to sue you is kind of the problem.
Yeah, and they can win the lawsuit even if you're 100% in the right according to all the legality.
Yeah.
It's like the court of public opinion that can take your money away.
Mm. Yep.
Crazy.
Yep.
It depends on your district, who your judge is. Is he a good old boy or is he a new guy that just come from California or New York? Or
yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, the judge we got assigned, I think he's been around for a while. So we not too concerned. We're kind of hoping we can get the case tossed more than anything. But from what I've heard, he is one of those judges kind of likes to hear people out. So it still may go to trial. I don't know. But
so he's a good judge.
Yeah. From what I've heard, he sounds like be a good judge to have.
Have you tried anything to deter the barking?
Yeah. Yeah. So I ran. We got ultrasonic up there. I've got the full roof on. I got walls down both sides. Got the Connex that runs 40 feet out past where the kennel is on the where their house is angled. They're actually going to spray foam insulation the whole thing here in a month or two when it warms up to help reduce noise. Got like a tarp around the whole outside so they can't really see out. So I've tried to do everything in my power to reduce it. When I first started, I used to run shock collars, but I actually had problems with some of them like burning a hole in their neck. So I kind of had to go away from those. I try them on my own dogs, but when I get these client dogs, that's a lot of money and it'd be a big problem if I get a client dog killed or injured.
Yeah.
Have you stood over
there on the fence and recorded that and seen?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we
have you measured decibels on it?
We haven't done none of that yet. We might do that now that we got to get all of our evidence gathered for court and whatnot. So.
Do you got any old bales laying around? Like a decent number of bales laying around?
So that is one idea someone suggested. So we might look into that. Maybe build a big barrier with those. The only concern is with those is we got a lot of deer and then you got a crap ton of mice up there. And yeah. So over time they deteriorate. I mean, it probably worked for a few years, but after a while it looked like shit. But
yep.
So how long is their fence line across yours? Like how? Their house. Well,
it's probably, I think, about 350 feet on the east side. And then it's about, I don't know, maybe 100 feet on the north side. where their fence line runs.
And you haven't even you haven't even mediated or talked about nothing yet.
No, they suggested mediation before they filed the lawsuit. They kind of threatened it, and then we showed up. They didn't show up.
Ooh, default.
And then a couple of days later, we got our lawsuit. So
they didn't show up for mediation. I mean, all this stuff, just because of what I do in my life, all this stuff is not looking in favor of them, I'll say.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it just sounds petty to me to where you just got to go in with your list of stuff and say, hey, this is what we're doing. We've made an effort. What effort have they made to silence it? Like, close your window at night.
Yeah, they've done nothing. Like, we sent them, they got those window inserts and stuff you can reduce noise with, and obviously buy an AC unit. Then they refuse to do anything. So,
yeah.
But
don't make any sense to me to move next to a operating business and then gripe about it.
Yeah.
Well, they did that at Luke Air Force Base.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of, Benny, because I worked out there for almost a year. And even our building we built has to have 64 decibel sound or 65. You know what I mean? They have.
Yeah.
Now they have, when you build a house out there, and what's crazy, they're still building out there. And those things are horrible. So they put up the tilt buildings, right? Solid concrete tilt buildings that are 40 foot high. And now it echoes. I mean, it's louder in your little cove.
Oh, sure.
So if you got tilt buildings going along the west side, and they're right in your in between those, when those jets take off and land, I mean, it's all day long. But I was there for a year, to the point where you get so used to it you don't realize it. I just went back over there the other day to do a job, and I was like, holy crap, can't believe I stayed here that long.
Well, I remember when I was building, there was a place out there, I don't remember what it was called, where they were cutting everything up into 2-acre pieces. And I was out there building pipe fence, corral fences, fencing everybody's stuff off. And I bought, it was cat food, dog food, from a woman that bought it from the plant in 55-gallon barrels. She raised pigs.
My favorite.
And she said she could raise pigs out there because it was at the end of the runways for Luke Air Force Base, and nobody was going to build out there. Well, people started building out there because it was cheap. It was cheaper than anywhere else in the valley. And after it got grown up, everybody started petitioning the U.S. government to move Luke Air Force Base. It was, you probably remember hearing about it, Chris. It was quite a ruckus.
Well, that's why they moved Williams, correct?
Yes.
But they got rid of Williams and brought in commercial airlines, and no one cared about them. I think they land commercial planes over there now. So.
Yeah, but back then, when we're at the time frame that I'm talking about, F-15s were the new plane, and Luke was where they trained and experimented. And you know, when you turn an F-15 straight in the air and kick in the afterburners for 3 seconds, all you hear is a massive roar until it goes out of sight.
Well, this he's right here, looks like buying a house next to an airport, but out in Gilbert, all the what they call Santan Valley, Gilbert, all that was all dairy, and that's what happened there. People, and then that's what's happening in Maricopa. They buy all this stuff, and you see all over the internet, oh, why does it smell like, you know, what trash around here? But there's dairy, big dairies, and, you know, these guys come in, they buy the farmers out, put in their hundreds and hundreds and thousands of houses, and then people complain so bad that the dairy ends up selling out to the developer and moving somewhere else. So, and Jared was saying, those F-35s, those suckers are way louder than a 15. I mean, they're loud, a lot of power. He's not from Texas. You're from Utah, correct, Riker?
Utah, yeah. Yep.
So. Oh, Dustin probably knows your wife and her family.
That's enough of that.
Hey, how the hell did Dustin sneak in?
Yeah,
this is what I do, Benny.
You know, he Irish hellos and Irish goodbyes.
I am good at that, I promise you.
I was talking about Riker. He got some cattle dogs, and his neighbors hate his guts. Trying to sue him because they're too loud. Just have your girlfriend, your wife's family, bring over all the hounds, too.
Yeah, well, that's one crazy part. I actually got a houndsman that lives a little closer to them. He's got 3 hounds in his backyard, and they bark all the time, but they don't say a word to him. And actually, in the block they live on, there's 20 dogs combined throughout the houses that also bark, and half of them aren't even on leashes.
Let's give a shout out to Cold Strike Gear, phenomenal supporter of the Arizona Working Dog Alliance, as well as the Freecast and Podcast. Head over to coldstrikegear.com for your hound gear and apparel. Let's help out those that help out the hound community.
Since I'm one congregated guy, they're teaming up on me. So
yeah, they're just suing the guy they think they can get some money out of or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, who?
Hey, highlight Jeremy's comment.
Which one?
The last one.
Jeremy. I'm going to lose. Oh, this one?
Yeah, that's perfect. There you go, Riker.
There you go.
Maybe that's what he did. And that's why they're so mad. Was there any like animosity in the beginning? Like you kicked their dog or threw their cat over the fence or something?
No, none of that. We actually even allowed them to text us for a while. They'd be like, hey, your dogs are barking. So we'd run over and check on them or whatever. And then they're starting to be very pushy and narcissistic and starting to claim that we probably didn't take care of our dogs and that's why they bark and all sorts of ridiculous comments. So
do you know where they're from?
Yeah, they're I don't know if I dare say or not, but
it's California, I guarantee it.
It is, ain't it? Just blink twice if it is.
But yeah,
you know, in a lot of these, I feel bad for the Californians that come over here for real and want to get out of California for real and not bring him with him. Because, and I tell people, I'm like, where are you from? They're like, oh, and you can tell right away. And I'm like, listen, if it's California, make up something else. You know, I mean, even saying Washington or Oregon's better than California, and that's pretty bad. But that's what they do. They sell their places over there for millions of dollars. They come over here. They get a place like this. Sooner or later, they'll move, and because they want to go back to California, and they can't afford to go back and buy anything in California, so they're stuck there.
So they try to turn wherever they are into California.
Yeah.
I should loan you my Pyrenees.
Yeah.
Your dog don't bark like my Pyrenees barks.
I would just go buy about 100 Chihuahuas and let them run loose.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a bunch of people suggested putting peacocks there, and there's actually one neighbor that has a couple of peacocks that's about 100 feet from their house. So
yeah, guinea hens, they're the best. At least 50 of them. Man. There's no leash law on a bird.
Yeah.
Yep.
The other crazy thing is there's a highway that runs right next to my dogs. 65-mile-an-hour highway. There's semis going up and down it all night long. There's rumble strips. They're hitting the Jake brakes. So the stop sign's not too far. I mean,
you can hear them rumble strips for 100 miles, man.
Yep.
Maybe stand next to your fence and get decibel readings of your dogs going off and then of the traffic. Mm-hmm. The traffic's going to surpass the dogs.
Well, it was actually funny. So on the one county meeting, they played a video, and there's a bird chirping louder, and the cars going down the highway were louder than what the dogs were barking. And the county officials about just laughed at them.
And you got cattle dogs over there. It ain't like you got friggin', you know, Jared's plot hounds over there or something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's on tonight, too.
That's fighting words.
Undercover. He got some dogs he'll bring out.
I got one of his dogs at my house right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did he go to Louisiana yet?
Yeah, he did. He dropped it off the other day. I'm still trying to get her friendly so you can at least handle her. Yeah.
Derek had a couple of dogs take over there, too.
Oh, I'm with Jeremy on his last comment. Borrowed Derek's buddy's dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just take Jeremiah's up there and put him out there. That'll be good.
That stuff right here pisses me off. In eminent domain.
That's horrible.
That's ridiculously, unconstitutionally unlawful, in my opinion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our whole existence, society in this nation is against the Constitution. Let's not get me wound up tonight.
Yeah.
If you guys want to talk about eminent domain, I mean, it happened in Nevada this year. Rancher lost, I think, a section.
That's crazy. And for what? Solar?
No. Something to do with the Navy, I think.
Mm.
In Nevada.
The Navy. And,
they didn't allow them to even
where there's no water.
The fucking Navy.
Yeah. They didn't even, well, Navy, I mean, they have Top Gun and stuff out there, and they have fake tanks, and they go play Ranger out there and stuff, but they claimed eminent domain and then they put a dozer up on top of the mountain, and then he sunk his rippers in the road and dragged the road all the way out. So now he's got a helicopter in with dirt bikes to go around and gather cattle and push them out another way. Instead of being a half day project, it's like a full day, 2 day project now.
Hey, Jeremiah Flaw, what did you send? What was on that banner? You know, Jeremiah Flaw's a Colorado New Mexican.
Yeah. So he knows the difference between a good green chili and a bad green chili. Yeah.
He needs to talk to his pal up north.
Yeah.
I will say I do miss green chilies because there ain't none of that to be had around.
Oh, you got chilies over there. Don't kid yourself.
They're hiding. Somebody's grabbing a kitchen or something.
You throw a rock here in Mexico, there got to be somebody that knows how to cook down there.
Why don't you ask? When you leave out in the morning, he's not there. But when you get home in the afternoon, that Mexican hand that's over there always working around the place.
Yeah, Poncho.
Poncho, ask him or his wife. His wife goes in there and takes care of the dogs and spiffs up behind you if you're not there. And if you'll just ask them, they can hook you up.
Yeah, everywhere I've tried, it's been pretty bland. So I'll have to talk to somebody and figure something out.
So what's your plan of attack, Riker?
You probably want to keep that quiet a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, I can't say a lot, but like they went up and down the streets trying to get other neighbors to sign a petition and be on their side, and that didn't go a whole lot of anywhere for them. And so that's kind of why I put the video out there, is like show them, hey, the town we live in, they don't really stand for what you guys are trying to do here. So, but we got a lot of good things going for us. We got our permits, got all that on the up and up. I've been reducing the noise a whole ton. I mean, honestly, I don't think the dogs even bark that much. The whole time I work them, I don't hear a sound out of them the whole time I'm up there. And so I think we'll be all right. I got a pretty good attorney. We're really hoping it gets tossed. I mean, we'll see. So
can you stack bales on that fence line by their house?
Yeah, that we may do that. We may just stack a whole bunch of bales. Up the one side, we're actually building the privacy fence type deal out of drill pipe and rubber belting. We're going to build it as tall as they'll let us. I think in our county, you can only build them like 6 feet tall. But down there on the shorter end of it, kind of where the dogs would face a little bit, we might just stack about six high of bales. They can't see nothing or hear nothing. We'll call it our sound barrier. But
yep. Have you a little wind over there?
Yeah, we get some pretty nasty wind time to time.
I'd go in the business of buying old antique windmills and do not oil.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to have one out on the well.
Along those same lines, why don't you just blare some of the old original Aerosmith like all night long on a PA? Huge. Like some, what's their album? Rocks? Any of that. You could get into Led Zeppelin, any of that old stuff. And if they're really, really Californians, like our Juliana here, they would understand that they should just shut up and start rocking. And if that doesn't work, throw some Nugent in there because he could get ripe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's your noise ordinance there? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, it's like, I think 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. or something like that.
I mean, if you wanted to be petty, you could be real loud at 6:01 and shut it down at 9:59. I like the hound trials over there in your yard. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of guys, a lot of houndsmen around. They're like, hey, we'll just bring as many hounds as we can. We'll put them right on the corner, and they'll really think yours are bad.
Yep, and at 9:30, load them up and leave.
Yep.
I'll just take my Kralian up there and put a coon in a cage where he can't get to it. He will bay it all day long, all day.
Yep.
I mean, or you could put it in a tree. He still can't get to it. It's been 2 weeks, Derek. I got to pick on you for 2 weeks.
Get one of those old welding generators and just start teaching people how to weld at 6:01.
Yeah, just have a noise festival. That's what you need to have. It's a sad deal that, I mean, now you got a lawyer. Now you've got all this stuff. I mean, financially, and they haven't done nothing. You know, they didn't put a fan in their window, or, you know what I mean? They didn't do no white noise. Like, they haven't done nothing but complain.
Yeah. Yep. That's kind of one thing that pissed me off the most. I mean, I'm spending thousands of dollars to their $0, zero efforts.
Yeah.
I know it's my business, but No other neighbors has a problem with it. That are,
but you're licensed.
So, yeah, and I'm
licensed. You were licensed before they got there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I definitely counter sue for legal fees because it's just really kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't stand the entire way the civil court system works. Like, he's completely legal, completely squared away, and they can still sue him because their feelings got hurt.
Yeah.
It's just insane, the world that we live in.
Yep, it happens.
You should call up ICE and tell them that there's some Somalis.
You know, they just claim ethnic minority. Yeah. That's all you got to do. You know, the definition on that is it's a group within a community that has different national cultural traditions from the main population.
Hey,
they do it in Europe. They do it in Europe. Now what they went before in Europe, Jared or Derek?
What's that?
The ethnic minority, the photographer Scott, is that his name?
Scott.
Yeah. Didn't he talk about how they were going after that ethnic minority?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to work in the UK. They don't seem to give a hoot over there. They just took away their trail hunting.
Yeah, I think they were trying to go after it under ethnic minority.
Yeah, which that might work here. I mean, that's worked on a lot of different other things.
Yeah.
Because ethnicity is a cultural group, and that counts for us.
Well, I know we can't get into too much what's going on, but, I mean, it's good to know because usually it's the houndsmen getting hit kind of hard on everything. And when I seen this, I'm like, man, it's kind of why we started the Working Dog Alliance, you know, for everything. And a lot of these little stories like this probably need to be brought to people's attention, not just they're killing the killer hounds that are destroying the lion and bear population and attacking campers and all that. So, in other words, it's kind of good to know that we're not the only ones they're picking on.
Yeah, well, it was actually crazy. I didn't know how common this was, and posting my video, I had probably 100 different people reach out, had a similar deal go down. They got sued for freaking barking dogs. They'd been there. The one guy, he'd even been there for 20 years, and they had a subdivision come in right next to him, and they made him fully soundproof the whole thing, cost him thousands of dollars. A lot of people won. Most of them didn't even have to go to court, but there's a lot of crazy cases I learned that was out there that I didn't know how common this was. But.
So, yeah, I'd be talking to those people and find out who did win.
Mm-hmm. I think, unfortunately, it has a lot more to do with who you draw as the judge than anything you can say or do.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd. If he gets some judge from Temecula, he's going to lose. But if he gets a judge that's been in that country and knows that, you know, if you happen to draw a judge that's got a healer at his house, you're probably going to win. That's a bad thing about civil court. You ain't got to prove nothing. Nope. He's got to make a friend. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're pretty safe over there with that. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. You just never know, but hopefully we're all right. So well,
we definitely hope it goes good for you.
Yes, sir.
And it sounds like you got your neighbors. I mean, I definitely hit them neighbors up for affidavits saying we don't hear shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we'll be all right there too. So,
and this sounds like a kind of like the oddball black sheep neighbor in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. They are. They're kind of they're one of the very few move-ins on this corner of the town. And they, I think, got a problem with about everything everyone does in town that doesn't, if they don't do it how they would do it, it bothers them. So,
who is the neighbor? Julianne put something on here. It's kind of right. You know, if the kennel supersedes the current landowner, then the prior owner and agent could be liable for not disclosing. Who was the neighbor before? Were you good with them?
Yeah. So it's actually, they built a new house on this little piece. And actually her father owned the house and he sold him the piece. And the dad's always stated that he's never had a problem with it. And he lives only 50 feet away from her home. And so that part's really ridiculous. The dad actually has helped me do upgrades. I mean, pour cement and different things on my facility. And so that part was pretty frustrating because it's like your dad lives as close as you do. And he stated he can't hear him. Why are you having the problem? But
sounds like you pissed him off.
Yeah, I did something. I don't know what happened, but.
Well, if they sue you into oblivion and you got to sell cheap, maybe they can get a bigger piece there. Subdivide it up, make $1 million, you know?
Yeah, that's one thing, because like there's a few guys that own the river bottom. We're one of them. We own probably the majority of the river bottom, but they tried to go get a walking path because the town has a right of way right along the river. And they tried to get the town to put a walking path so they could go on everyone's land, and that got shut down. But they've tried to do a few things that around here you just don't do. But
yeah,
well, there goes Derek, or there goes
Dustin.
Dustin's gone. He'll be back. He has some stuff to talk about. Any written statements you can get, important. That's coming from a Californian. So yeah, just got to do your homework. Document everything. Document everything.
Mm-hmm. What if the neighbors had a dead skunk deposited in their car at night with the windows rolled up?
He'd get sued again.
Yeah.
They'd sue the skunk. DNA on a skunk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say you start attending council. Supervisors don't enable that BS. Well, hopefully they just look like fools.
Yeah. So far they have, and in any of the county meetings, they've carried themselves quite wildly. So
yeah.
Well, their feelings are hurt. So there's that. Yeah. Right.
Well, we wish the best for you. I'll tell you that. You. It's tough. It's tough these days. I mean, you got one neighbor that's causing all this trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll win now, but what happens when their cousin or some other neighbor buys out somebody?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's one thing we're getting worried. There's a guy that owns about 30 acres next to me, and he's getting old, and he's got to get close to sell out. And we're going to try our dangest to buy it, but the prices people are getting out here is just ridiculous. I mean, we got people coming in paying $15,000 to $20,000 an acre, and that's just freaking asinine.
Well, what happens, too, is someone will die, and the kids come in and just chop it up.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it quick. Get that money.
Yep. Well, that happens to water ranches now, especially in southern Arizona. I mean,
Arizona, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I just listened to podcast one. I think New Mexico, where it's huge, and it got cut in half. But they raised $30 million to buy some of it. Might have been on Meat Eater, actually. And turned it into, like, I think for the bison, you know, throw buffaloes on it or something. Buffalo or...
That's a scary thing these days, like what's happening out by my house, man. Like, he could sell that 30 acres, and you could end up with 300 new neighbors. They cut it up into 10-acre pieces and pop a house on it and sell it to Californians for pennies on what they sold for when they left.
Right here and down the road.
That changes your whole town's demographic.
Oh, it does. Maricopa, we had one Circle K, one Mercantile, and one, I'll just call it Harold's Club Bar. I won't say what kind of bar it was. It'd be discriminatory, but that's all we had. And now we got three Circle Ks, Bash's, Home Depot, Tractor Supply. You know, it's just Walmart, Fry's. I mean, there's 100,000 people in this little town. So, I mean, we got apartments now. And then that's over in the city part of it. And then out here in the country, they just right up the road here, starting putting in hundreds of houses. You know, and that's all these. There's no money in farming no more except to sell out.
Yeah.
And what people understand is, like, over in Buckeye, Glendale, all those areas, all those big buildings, once that farmland goes away, it never, never, ever comes back. Never.
Well, back in the 80s, they had over 6 million. The U.S. had 6 million ranches in the 80s. Now there's 700,000.
Yep.
And that counts everything down to the guy on 10 acres with 4 head.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I seen a thing that the Mormons own a lot of the farmland in America. So you're going to have to become a Mormon to get you some.
Well, the one thing about it, though, the Mormons aren't subdividing it.
No, they're keeping the farmland.
Yeah,
because they know they believe in capitalism. For damn
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no capitalism. There's no tithing. I'll tell you that. It's enough about them cattle dogs. I didn't know they were as much trouble as hounds. Yep. Where did Dustin go?
I don't know.
He had some stories to tell.
Hey, Cody was supposed to come in from British Columbia. I bet his lips are froze shut.
Let me see if it's still on it.
Can I open the door, sweetie?
Yeah.
You do Cody whatever you want, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. This was between me and Jared.
So, well, do you get to go do much hound hunting with your family, your wife's family?
I've done a little bit, but not a ton. I more go help them if they're getting their cows.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've done a little bit. My wife killed her a lion a couple years back, so we've done some. They're kind of getting out of it. Her one cousin that's around our age, he's into it pretty good, but her dad's kind of starting to hang back, and so's her uncle that was big into it. So
age catching up with him?
Yeah, yeah, starting to get old and not as fun anymore. They still get on the mules a little bit and still hit it hard every now and again, but they kind of more just get into the cattle nowadays anymore. But,
yeah.
Value Pack Dog Food, a phenomenal supporter of the working dog across the United States and the Arizona Working Dog Alliance. Go to specialty-feeds.com to find a distributor near you.
In Utah, it's getting pretty wild because they're just letting them hunt the lions like they're coyotes, and they're just wiping them out. And these houndsmen that get sell hunts and stuff, they're having a hard time turning cats up, and it's getting kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. Dustin was just up there. Wish he wouldn't have jumped off. Maybe he got mad because we weren't paying attention.
Could have been.
Hurt his feelings.
He's talking about something that wasn't an English-looking hound. He gets out when we do that.
Yeah. I'll text him and tell him it's his turn to talk. I was hoping Cody would get on and tell us what's going on over there. I don't know if he started hunting yet.
What is today, Wednesday? Yeah, he should have. I think he
started today.
Do you got like a GoFundMe or anything set up to fight this, or any kind of website? Or
no, I've had a bunch of people reach out and offer, but I don't know. I haven't sent anything up. I just told people if they want to Venmo me, they're more than welcome. But I do all right. I hope it doesn't get to the point where I'm suffering for money, but I guess if it does, I'll have to get something going. But
yeah, but you don't want to bleed yourself out either.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh, every dime you spend right now just makes you sick to your stomach because they're not spending nothing.
No, yeah. That's kind of the dumb part. It's like I said, I'm able to upgrade my facility and work towards a soundproof. I'm got to dump it in the freaking lawyers now instead.
They're not trying to sue you for money.
No, that was the weird part. Like no money was what they wanted.
Or they just build us a fence or...
Yeah, no,
hey,
it was
just some new windows in the house that are 65 decibel or
shut down or
They're just trying to drain you and make it where you got to leave. I think they may be trying to nab your property up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's kind of what we're wondering, but I don't know. Like eventually we would like to be a soundproof facility, but I got to get power up there and it's $40,000 because I'd be the first guy to get power in that area.
Oh, you're off grid.
Yeah, and so to tap in, it's about $40,000 to run all the poles up there, and let you know eventually. Yeah, but kind of freaking ridiculous.
How many neighbors are there that could chip in?
None. The problem is we own the property from that highway all the way to us, and so it's really only benefiting us unless we ever sell the land. But we don't plan to do that. So
you're trying to buy more land around you?
Yeah, trying to get it bought up, and so I can avoid these problems.
Yeah,
but
can't you get an ag exemption?
Well, that is one thing we're all working on too, because it's agriculture ground. Dogs are agriculture use. I actually got a buddy up in Tooele County that his buddy went through this, and Tooele actually deemed a border collie as part of agricultural as a livestock, so they were able to toss the whole thing. They don't got to have kennel's license or anything to operate what they do now.
Yep,
man. As soon as you get property, or I mean, anybody right now, even if you're safe, even if your family owns the property next to you, needs to do that.
Yeah.
Got to set yourself up for that failure that may happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people think, we're out in the country. I thought the same thing out here where I stay at my dad's, but heck, man, you know, they start buying up all this property around us. They'll push you out.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, they'll push you.
Yep.
You know, and maybe they're trying to sell that property and somebody stayed the night and said, I don't want them dogs there. I'll give you $1 million for that property. But
yeah,
I'm not buying it with them dogs there. So you never know someone's intent.
Yeah.
Buy a house next to a frat house, but you buy that house in the summer.
Yeah.
Yep. Let me see if Dustin's coming back.
He had a pretty good day today.
Yeah, he said he went 15 miles, though. Yeah, I said, maybe you need to come get a couple of them mules now that I got. I got a few mules now. He already said, yeah, just come drop one of those off. Yeah, I knew. So.
Yeah, he texted me this morning to see if I was out, and I said, no, it's raining at the house. I stayed at home. He said, it's not raining here. He's out trailing, and I'm like, son of a gun. Wish I could.
You ready to load up truck and make a drive?
Dude, I'm so freaking over the rain down here. I know we need it because we didn't get a whole lot, but yeah.
Well, it needs to rain hard for a day and then be good for a week, and then rain hard for a day and be good for a week.
Yeah, instead of just this on-off rain for the past 2 weeks, like, son of a gun, you get a day here and there, but you don't get anything consistent.
Well, that may help good for, you know, several weeks after it does dry up, though. You know, as soon as it dries, it won't rain again for months, so that may hold us through to the end of the season out there. Keep the trailing conditions manageable.
I'm hoping for it.
There is more real estate related litigation than you could believe right now, and just wait until all these commercial bankruptcies hit. Fact. That guy knows. Ryan knows. That's what he does. Yeah. Well, if we need anything or we need to post anything, or, you know, Derek's making big money right now, he can send you a lot of money.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I ain't making no big money.
Yeah. Hanging out with all the millionaire guys. Yeah.
I need to go learn how to build some rod, burn some rod up. So I can go hard face if you know anyone with heavy equipment up there. Got that generator welder.
That thing's generator welder running hard face?
Yeah. That thing.
Where's bone pile when you need them?
Right. I got that Miller Big 40 that'll blow your ears out.
I'll guarantee you that Miller Big 40 will burn some hard face.
Oh, yeah. That's what I welded that trailer up with, that horse trailer up with this summer.
You would be surprised. This is our rabbit hole, Riker. You'd be surprised how many people that I've interviewed that don't know how to stick weld.
Oh, really?
Or haven't done it a lot. You know,
they can't drive a standard transmission.
No, I was just talking to somebody.
I burnt one rod my whole life and it didn't work. It didn't hold.
And you drive an automatic.
Everybody drives an automatic, Benny. They don't even make standards anymore.
That's not true. I drove my high speed today.
But they don't make new ones except for Toyotas.
Yeah.
When I was helping my buddy out welding on heavy equipment, welding teeth on buckets, I mean, he just had a buzz box. You know, a suitcase welder.
That's all, man. I grew up on a damn buzz box.
No, we just hooked like the little suitcase wire feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just ran them and welded the teeth on with using that. I mean, it's a lot faster than a burning rod because you don't have to stop every, you know, when your rod runs out, keep burning through.
I mean, you know, a real welder when they can burn stick. And a lot of these guys these days, I'm not even sure they teach it in the school hardly anymore. Kind of like here, use some sticks.
They used to. When I did, they did. But now, I think my school got rid of it. I think they got rid of the welding program.
Well, now they probably traded the welding program, you know, Ag Mech out for tender studies these days. Teach boys how to do their dresses on the right way and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I did take a sewing class in high school too, though. So you got to get those credits to graduate.
We had to, yes.
Home ec. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not called home ec no more. I don't even know if they have those classes where they cook and
all. Probably that. Not.
Yeah, you cook.
This rabbit hole has so many chambers.
I know. I warned Riker. I said, we just a bunch of people don't know what we're talking about, but we sure like talk shit about it.
Yeah. Oh, since we're talking about stupid stuff, I got to brag on my wife.
Hey, be careful how you tell me. Yeah, that's
not the correct introduction.
Sarah, we feel your pain.
Mm-hmm.
Since I haven't got to show these off yet, I'll show them off right now. She didn't make them, but she ordered these for me this year for Christmas.
There you go.
Set of Chihuahuas. I got to brag on her a little. They're pretty awesome.
Those will get a Mustang going.
Oh, they do. He's got some hair missing off his back right now.
Your young one?
Yeah.
Yep.
We went 14 miles the other day, and then day before that, we went sun up to sundown.
You miss them boots or what? You miss wearing them boots out or you
good with that? I'm pretty all right with that. I'm not buying a set of boots every freaking 3 months. But, yeah, we came off this bad spot. I was with my buddy, and he's on his donkey, and I came off first. And I thought it was a nice wash. I thought it was a nice drainage. And I got about 70 yards into that drainage going downhill, and it went from decent to terrible real quick. And I hit the bottom, and I broke out in a lope chasing the dogs. And I met up with him about 3 hours later, and he's all, that sucked. I don't ever want to do that again. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, it's a miracle we didn't cripple anything. And I'm like, I don't want to do that one again either.
Who are you with, Kyle or?
Kyle, yeah, I was with Kyle.
On his paint mule.
Yep.
His flashy mule.
It's a straight up donkey, dude.
You trying to sell it? It's small, huh?
Yes, just under. It's just under 14 hands, yeah. I think.
That's what saved you.
But, I mean, that 2.5-year-old, I mean, shoot, I went and palled around with Casey on him for 4 days. That was a good time hunting with Casey.
Casey loves mules. Should bring him one.
Casey told me if I ever had a friend give me a mule, he either hates you or he's trying to kill you, one of the two.
So I shouldn't tell him I just bought 4 more.
Yeah. You have, dude, I told Casey, too, when he was talking about pushing brush, and I'm like, dude, I'm glad you're here, because I would have loaded up and left a long time ago after pushing brush for freaking 3 days. unless you know the trails in his country, it sucks.
He knows the trails in his country.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, I got a good deal. I'm not going to say how much I got him for, but I had a gal moving, and I, well, it's my one-legged girl that I took up the biggest mountain I could find and didn't let her shoot a sow. A young sow. Big enough. I regret it, you know, but she's moving to Florida and said, hey, I want to post these mules on Arizona Houndsman. And it's all the mules, all the tack, 2 pack saddles, 6 water barrels for the pack saddles. I mean, she just truckloads. And she just called me. She's still down here in Phoenix. And she says, hey, you got to come by and get some more stuff.
There you go.
And then my boys, man, they're happy as heck. So I got 6 mules, 2 donkeys, 2 Mustangs. So I should be set.
Yeah, you got enough.
But my boys, man, all day long. When's she going to be here? As soon as they got there, she saddled them up.
I want that one saddle you showed me.
Everybody wants that one saddle. Brandon wants the one saddle.
Yeah.
Because it has those lock, I call them lock-ins, so you can't fall off.
Buckroll?
Mm-hmm. They're deep, too. They're out. One of them's really good, and it has the high backs on them. And
mm-hmm.
You'll sit in those saddles. And he was a bigger dude who rode them, so... I haven't. My boys are already. 15,
so they're 16s,
maybe 115.
Okay, let me know if you want to get rid of that 15.
Everybody wants one, and they're. I don't know if anybody knows Chuck Hall, but they were his mules, and I think he built the saddles. Built for those mules. So when she's happy because she's one of them fur moms, you know, and it's kind of funny because Monday she brought him up Sunday, Monday. Trails. This is what he said about your trails, Jared. Trails, you go where the dogs go.
That's true.
So
that's true.
The
manzanita thickets, he's got her no fun.
So that Monday night, that mule goes down, one of the mules, Gypsy, and real wobbly getting up, falls down. I'm like, shit, man, you know, the traveling up, whatnot. It's kind of what I thought it was. And I thought, man, I've never had nothing die of colic in my life, you know. And it's what she acted like. And then, so they got her up, walked around. She did her thing. She was eating. That's weird. Next day, she's up. About noon, she does that same thing. Goes down, grunting and groaning. And then my son's home now. He's from the mines. He's home. And he won't get up. She's like laying in the fence and finally gets her up. And he walks her around and she just follows him around and drinks water and eats. And I had texted that gal. I said, hey, you had any problems with this? You know, and she said, well, she's a faker. You know, and I'm thinking, no, this ain't a faking. She goes, I spent $1,200 on a vet. And he comes, stuck a thermometer in her butt and everything and said, that mule's faking. Sure as shit. That dummy mule. She goes, go get her some apple treats. But I didn't want to feed her nothing right at that point. And, you know, my wife said, I'll go get some mineral oil and put it down her and we'll get her to shit. And that mule just got up and just was faking, I guess. Whenever she hadn't died yet.
No, whenever they pull that, riding them or saddling them up or something, and then you quit.
Yeah.
The mule just trained you.
Well, I think she was doing it to my gal. You know, me, I'm all get up. We're going to go for a walk. But she's like, well, they rode them around. They might be tired. I'm like, they rode them around the round pen. Like, those aren't tired mules. I think they got her tricked pretty good because she's feeding them too much. I told her, you're feeding them way too much. 2 flakes in the morning, 2 flakes at night. And I'm all, you know, that's a lot for a mule. And grain and psyllium and just everything. So, but now my boys already picked them out. And one of them was that Gypsy. So he was all thought she was going to die on him. But, yep.
I had one of my mules. Another guy was riding this mule. And towards the end of the day, we're 200 yards from the pickup, and the mule decides to lay down. And I said, what the hell are you doing? He said, what do you mean? I said, what are you doing? Well, the mule laid down. I said, well, it couldn't lay down if you didn't let it. Well, yeah, and he stands there, and he's pulling on the reins, and the mule won't get up. I said, kick that sumbitch in the belly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what? I got off my mule, and I walked over there, and I reared back, and I kicked her as hard as I could in the guts, and she jumped up. I said, now get on that mule and ride that bitch back to the pickup. No, it's close enough I can walk. I said, I will whip your ass. Ride that mule to the pickup. You're not going to train my mule bad behavior.
Yep.
Well, my boys.
That's what you're looking at. That's what you got, Chris.
Well, they already. And she said, well, it was a bad habit. You would take them down to the wash and pull their saddle and let them roll. I'm like, what? No. I said, that ain't going to happen. Well, my boys, they get on Ruth, my other old mule, and that donkey, Cabron. And I'm watching them on my phone, on the location. And all of a sudden, that donkey come. Well, Lyndon, who's riding donkey, come back real fast to the house. I'm like, what the hell? So I walked out there, and she wouldn't stop. She just kept going. I said, well, good. Now you take her right back out there. We're not unsaddling her, you know, and it's getting dark or whatever. And I said, you guys go back out there, right back out there and do a big circle and then come back. And that old donkey figured out that she wasn't just going to be able to get run back and unsaddle, that she had to go right work first before she earned to get unsaddled. So my wife don't like it because she just asked me, where are them kids at? And I said, I don't know. Look on their phone location. They're out there somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, Derek, he's kind of new into the having a good steed to run him around, but sounds like that 15 miles went a lot easier with that old Mustang than it did with your boots.
It did. Well, the day before we had a little incident, not too bad. We were in this nasty rock pile and it sucked. And my horse, I rode him the day before too. And Kyle couldn't go, so I went with another guy and we did a circle that day, no problems. Went in the next day. And it was like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we've been on their backs all day, pounding up hills, crushing rocks. And Kyle's like, "Hey, you might want to get off and lead your Mustang. He's getting gassed." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get him up out of this bad spot. Once we get to this flat, I'm gonna get off of him." And he starts getting tired, you can see, and I kick him in the guts a little bit, and he goes up, and then he falls down on his front end, and he's sitting there sucking wind, and I get him up on it. I'm trying to get him back up on his feet, and I kick my feet out of the stirrups. And when he goes up to get on his feet, he reared back and I bailed off, and he just did a 180. And instead of facing uphill, he's facing downhill now. And I looked at Kyle and I was just like, that could have been real bad. He didn't try killing me or nothing. He just wanted to get up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one could have gotten Western, because he reared up bad, or not super bad, but bad enough to where if I would have yanked the reins back, we would have both gone over.
There's probably only three times on my Ike horse. He was a big horse. He was 16 hands. I tried to cut down around a wash and come back up. And when I did, he rolled. But when he rolled, we rolled into the wash and he rolled over the top of me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he rolled over, I grabbed the saddle horn. And when he stood up, I was still on it. Kind of mm-hmm. cool. But you look in the sand, you can see my pant print and every like.
Oh, yeah.
Rolled. The only thing that saved me was a big like sand wash, like where it was coming around, it caused that little hole.
Mm-hmm.
So when he rolled and I landed in the sand, it pushed all that sand into the hole and kind of protected me to where I was kind of in the hole, and he rolled back up.
Yeah. Well,
another one, my son was in front of me on old mama horse. There was a log in this. We've got a little deer trail and we're just kind of walking along this hill and it's really steep. I seen a log, little log there. One big. And I said, man, I hope that horse don't step on that log. So I'm really watching him. I'm like, oh, he made it over.
Mm-hmm.
What does my horse do? Steps right on that log, rolls, and falls down the steep part. And I went to pull my leg out the right side because that's where the hill was. And, man, I don't know if you can bend a bone, but
it felt like it.
I, like, when he slid, he, like, fell this way and slid down the hill on his side. And he got my foot a little bit, and I stood up off of him. And, man, I thought I was going to look down and see my bone. It hurt so bad. I almost passed out and threw up.
Oh, yeah.
I looked down. I didn't see no bone sticking out. So I felt my leg, thinking there was going to be a bone. It hurt that bad.
Yep.
And I just crushed my ankle is what I did. Which, if I had stayed off, it had been good. But the next day, we walked off, and me and my son started following a bear. And nine miles on a bad ankle. So that thing was black and big. And the other time we was going down the hill frontwards, and it got real steep, and he just sat down, and it was like a snow sleigh. coming down the snow. We just and he stayed up, thank goodness. But
yeah, you know, nice part about a mule is you can't convince them to kill themselves. You can convince a horse to kill itself.
Yeah, they say you can run a horse off a cliff. Mm-hmm. The mule will stop and say no.
Yep.
To join the Arizona Working Dog Alliance, go to azwda.com and become a member or donate today. Help us educate the common public in wildlife management and conservation.
You do much riding, Riker, at all? Or?
Yeah, a lot of riding. We run on desert where our cows are, so that's how we get all our cows on horses.
Yeah.
And then we hunt on the horse a little bit, hunt deer. And my wife had a elk tag up on the Beaver Mountain a couple years back, so we went in on mules, hunted that.
That Beaver Range, that's a big mountain there.
Yeah, it's real steep. We were up in the top. My father-in-law, they actually go camp up there and hunt out of there every year. They cut a bunch of mule trails and whatnot, so that was a lot of fun. But she actually killed a bull, and where the bull was, we actually had to tie its ass end up to a tree because it kept sliding down the hill, so it's so steep. So,
yep. There's nothing funner than hunting. One of my funnest hunts was down there by where Jared lives, over by Washington Camp. And we were hunting deer with our was archery hunting on our horses. Man, we got rained out like you wouldn't believe. I'm talking a downpour. And then I'd lost my wallet and had to backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
When I backtracking, it started dumping. So, man, I just, there was, you can't, inch of water, you can't track an inch of water. I mean, it dumps down there, it dumps. That was back when it rained really good.
Oh, it's raining right now. I wish we could get it in the summer, not in the winter.
Yeah. Yep. I got the desert's growing right now because it's been kind of warm. Even Sholo's been 60 degrees, and that's for 6,000 feet in January. We ain't got no snow hardly.
Lions, I was talking to Kyle, out of Red Cabin there.
Oh yeah, Kyle King.
And
he's a
player. He said he might do some snow hunting here in the next day or two.
It might snow up there. Let's see what it's calling for up in Sholo. Just says rain for Thursday.
Yeah.
Today, 35 degrees up there today.
I might get some snow.
Might get probably some snow. But it's supposed to be sunny Friday to Monday.
You're going to get one good day of hunting, and the rest is going to be a muddy mess.
That's a fact. That is a fact. And all my animals are up there right now.
Yeah.
So, Riker, if you get bored and want to leave, that's okay.
Okay.
There's old Robert.
You ain't got your dogs with you down there, Chris?
No, it's because of the holidays. I was only down here a couple days, and I'd go back for 5 days. So I kind of got gypped on it. So, and then I didn't know what I was doing this week, just some job stuff going on. I didn't know if I was going to want to go back to work or not. So, okay. But I'm here. But when I get up to this weekend, I might go. It's kind of hard for me to be down here all week and then go up there and leave all weekend, you know. And it was hard for me to go lion hunting on the mules or whatnot with my kids because I didn't have no mules, but now I got mules they can ride, so they just got to keep up. So that's the plan. I want to get down there by Derek, so, or up there by where you guys are hunting, because we're thinking about having another hound rendezvous in the spring, so all you big babies would quit whining about guiding and stuff. So we figured probably April, I think.
All you got to do is just make a date, and who can make it makes it. Who can't, they can stay home.
Yep.
Well, that's what we do in August. That's what we do in August. But this one ain't going to be nothing fancy like we do in August. This is going to be we build a campfire. If you're there, you're there. If you don't bring no food, it's your problem. We're not feeding nobody.
You're a liar. Like, you'll feed everyone.
That is true, because I just got my rancher cousin's freezer went out.
Yep.
And it's funny how he always leaves a door open or a freezer goes out every year in the springtime. But I don't complain. I got a freezer full of ribs and meat and grass. I'm going to tell you what, he has the grass-fed beef. I mean, they're just out there eating. And that's a different texture. It's all I eat is elk. So elk's a little bit more mushy, I guess, than it is that grass-fed beef. It's a big difference. Big difference, man. I made some hamburgers out of that grass-fed beef, and I was like, God dang. Man.
Well, I mean, could that have something to do with that the elk's been canned in a jar for 17 years before you make the food out of it?
No, that's fresh elk. I don't got old hamburger.
You eat fresh meat, Chris? I thought you canned everything for 10 years before you ate, let it age.
Don't in case Riker ever comes to Arizona and I feed him, you can't say nothing until after he eats it.
Oh, Chris would never feed you 12-year-old bear meat from a jar. He would never do that.
Never. Well, it's not 12-year-old. I think it's from 2012 is what it was.
13-year-old, 14-year-old.
Riker, do you ever get depredations on cattle in your country or no?
No, there was the 1 year up in the, actually on the Beaver Mountain, they had a bunch of wild cattle. And so they just eventually let it, a few guys go up there and shoot them and take them out. But
okay.
Well, the feral, like they used to do down in 27, they had these boys come in and round up all the feral cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
we don't get much of that around here. Seems like everyone get them off for the most part. Every now and again, you get a little up on the mountain, you'll get a few that get left. And seems like the guys just kind of take care of them. They'll go up, shoot them, quarter them out or whatever, pretend it's a hunt or something like that. But nothing too crazy here.
Well, lions don't do lions depredate in Utah at all on the cattle or not a whole lot?
Oh, no, there's not a lot of that. They try to push the motive that they do, but
Jared, you know, that's all they eat is mule deer.
Yeah, that's in Utah. The lions only eat all the mule deer. They won't eat any cows until after all the mule deer eat first.
Or skunks. Porcupine.
Yeah.
So, I think they get a little bear up on the mountains. They get some bears that'll get them. But
okay.
You get a tiny bit of coyotes on the calves when you calve them out in the spring out on the desert ground, whatnot.
Well, that's because they're pulling them right out of mom when they lay down. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That happens up here.
Mm-hmm.
But, that happens everywhere. But
yeah. Overall, it's not too bad.
But I was going to say, like, there's a ranch here I called in Nevada, and I was like, hey, can I run my stangs out and use some of your water? Camp on one of your water tanks. I'm gonna go lion hunting. And he's like, I don't care, just don't shoot the lions. He's like, they do me more favors than not killing them wild horses.
Yeah, well, that's where we run. We actually got about 150 head of wild horses on us,
mm-hmm.
and they just freaking destroy the land. And that's about the best thing you got going for you is hope a lion eats a couple of years.
Yeah, they do. I mean, when I lion hunting in Nevada, I didn't grow up in the pretty or live in the pretty part of Nevada, but you know, then come spring when them lions are or the wild horses are dropping the foals, they'll eat a colt way faster than they'll eat a mule deer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they round up all those Utah lions that are killing all those deer and put them over there by where's all the donkeys at? Wickenburg or something? Where's that town?
Oh, on the Salt River? Town,
Wickenburg.
Well, the Salt River, too. You know, I think a lion killed that foal on the Salt River, and everybody's whining about it back a few months back.
Yeah.
Because they name all them horses on that Salt River.
Yeah.
They need to just pull a Texas and get a guy with a machine gun and a helicopter to take care of all them feral invasive species.
I was looking, because my 17-year-old horse, he's not doing bad on the mountain, but he ain't doing great. When he gets tired, I gotta lead him more than I ride him now. Especially like going downhill and stuff, I don't ride him. He only takes me uphill. But I was like, well, the BLM's got another auction going on right now, and I was like, I'm gonna see what's up for 2 years.
I heard someone mm-hmm. called me and said they're like selling them by the dozen now. They're making it easy to.
Well, then you go and search on an animal list. You know, they got 35 pages of wild horses out. And I'm like, I just want a 2-3-year-old something that ain't been wild too long that I could maybe break a little bit with the help of some buddies. And there's nothing for two to three-year-old wild horses for sale.
What is it on?
Everything is 5, 6 and above.
Because
there ain't nothing wrong with that.
15 years That's, old.
That won't make a difference. Get you a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, they're fully grown then. And they'll break the same, man. But if you want to purchase something that hasn't been run through that facility for a lot of times, you just got to get a hold of it used to be a lady named Natalie at BLM, but whoever it is, you get a hold of the BLM person, they get you a permit to purchase, and you don't have to mess with all the auction bullshit. You can just go.
Yeah, you sign up, right?
Yeah, they're $125, but dude, you like the ones we've been around, like I've helped a little bit with some stuff. You get past that 2-3-year-old mark, it's like a hound pup. Yeah, after 2-3 years old of it just being a yard dog, yeah, it'll hunt, but it ain't gonna be a rock star. He's gonna have quirks. You're gonna have to work around him. You get them when they're young.
Imprints.
Yeah, you can imprint them way easier. Mm-hmm. Way easier. compared to like getting a hound dog at 4 or 5 years old and being like, all right, bud, this is our new job.
But a horse is not a dog at two.
Derek been on a horse in 6 years. Come on now.
He's a Texan now. Yeah. Leave him alone.
I have bought shingles of them damn things, man. Yeah. Like, okay.
It's definitely easier to break a 2-year-old than a 5-year-old.
It is. They don't have the testosterone that, you know, they're not. It's just like me. You can't tell me what to do when I'm 30. Like, screw you. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm going to do what I want compared to when I was 12. It's the same thing.
I'm not saying it's not impossible.
Right? Possible, but there's more work.
Well, how we used to do it, and I used to breed them in my yard because I had a Persian Mustang and I had a Navajo Mustang. And once they dropped, we put them out behind my house there in that state land, and we wouldn't even touch them for 2 years.
Yeah.
And we'd bring them in, we'd cut them, and that's when we started breaking them that week. And I could almost 100% guarantee you, you're riding that horse by end of the week, and he's broke by 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
I've done it 100 times. If anybody says I'm a liar, it can't be, do it. And we didn't even touch them horses, but I tell you what, you cut their nuts and you throw a saddle on them, you're like, we were riding them in 3 days.
Yeah.
And
they still got
my boys got in trouble for it because they took off and they were gone for a few hours. And I'm like, and it's only been a week since we broke these. There's two horses we broke. And I asked them where they were and they were 10 miles away. I'm like, oh, I was like, these are unbroke horses, man. Nah, they're broke now. You know, they were 14 and 16.
Yeah, just like the old days, you know, tie a leg down, saddle them.
Yep.
Tie them, snub them up to a pole, get on, and then break away that rope.
Man, I love them Navajo Mustangs. I love those. I mean, I don't know if it was my mama horse or my Persian Mustang, but when we bred those two, and we never got big horses. They were 14 at the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, they were I never had a buck out of none of those. Nothing. I mean, you could, like I said, once you cut them, it's a lot easier. But even the little fillies that we were breaking out, man, they just had a great temperament. I just had to put her down, too, a few weeks ago. She was 25. She might be 28.
You know, compared to her, you know, arena bred horse or whatever, you know, they're not saying they're not, you know, they're not bad, good horses or whatever. But when you get one that's been walking around on the mountains, they kind of learn not to kill themselves in bad spots.
That I never rode them in arena. Like they were raised. I got mama horse when she was 4 and she had a little filly with her. And I gave that to my cousin and he rode her forever. Same thing. But I tell you what, man, I love them Navajo Mustangs. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
I love the Mustangs, period. I have a BLM Mustang. I think, I don't know where it came from, probably Nevada. It had a tattoo. It had that on him, but he has like 3 or 4 white hairs left of it.
Do they do roundups for him in Utah?
Yeah, they do. They're actually supposed to do one on us this last year, and they when all the funding got shut down, they kind of got shut down. But it's got to be pretty severe nowadays for them to come get them. It's gotten pretty bad.
You can thank your neighbor for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So can you guys round them up or no?
No, we're not allowed to touch them. We have some state lands and some private ground. And if they even get in on you, you're not supposed to hurt them or nothing. You know, they're there just to look at basically and cause problems.
I think the natives can still round them up, but that's about it.
Yeah, they round them up and they take them down to the auction and sell them. But they had a long wild bag. It was probably 10 years ago, I'll be honest. 15, 10 or 12. They were going to do a $5 permit, no matter how you got them, dead or alive.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy up there called me and he said, hey, they're doing a $5 permit. I said, shit. I said, well, how many can you get? He goes, as many as you want. I mean, I'll eat a horse. I'll feed my dogs a horse. I'll eat a horse. You guys ever had horse meat, but it ain't no different elk meat. Maybe sweeter. You know what I mean? You guys ate horse before. I just put bear on it and elk and stuff. Don't tell Cody King that.
Yeah.
He's already scared of 12-year-old chicken. But they shut it down. The reservation, sovereign nation, let PETA or somebody come. I think it was PETA actually come in and shut them down, which means they probably got a chunk of change from it. said, we'll give you $100,000. And one of them chairmen probably stuck it right in his pocket. Because the Navajo's got, what, 500? You guys, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but they said we're horsemen. That's our thing. They've been here, you know, ancestor stuff. And they were supposed to get, like, they got, I think, $500,000 for the horse study or whatever. And everybody fought it and said, you have to prove that these horses were ever. And they couldn't, obviously, because the horses weren't here. You know, they were brought over. I think they had to give that money back.
Well, those Navajo mares is what John Klump and his family used forever.
Oh.
That's why they've got those small paint horses that are just rock solid.
Man, I dig a Mustang off the res, Navajo res. Someone want to, well, I got a few at work for me. If someone want to bring me one, I'll take them. Funny story about the Gila River. My brother back in 93 or 4, maybe 95, he was driving a Isuzu Rodeo, and he says, hey, come take a look at this. And I open the back seat of his Isuzu Rodeo, and there's a freaking colt in his back seat. He was going to shoot it. Thought it was a coyote. For one, he was on the res, and he was going to shoot it. And he's like, man, that don't look like a coyote. And he walked up to it, and it had been abandoned by his mom, or well, I don't know where she was, but he grabbed that horse and threw it in his Isuzu Rodeo, brought it home. I think the horse thing's horse shit. You know, Nevada's a big example of what is going to happen to everybody else. How many horses you guys got? You got a big problem in Utah, Riker?
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, we put in 5,000 brand new acres of chain ground, open up the ground, put in brand new grass, and it's almost like they start dumping them on us within a couple weeks of having all that grass there. We had over 150 head of horses on us, and for every horse they're running, that's one less cow we can run, or even two less cows sometimes. And you know, they're getting the point where they'll run the elk off, they'll run the deer off. The elk used to really feed this area, and now they hardly summer there because the horses are so bad, and they go destroy the springs, and it's quite ridiculous what they're letting them become.
Oh man, them housewives, they have nothing better to do. We'll put a stop to that stuff.
So. Chris, there's a woman over there at Forest Lakes that has pictures everywhere, cameras everywhere, and has all those horses named, and she keeps track of that shit too.
Oh no, and that, I think they caught that kid that shot a bunch of them, and man, they hammered him up.
Yeah.
You know, they put the hammer down on him for shooting those horses, which was kind of, he just run around shooting horses. But I don't understand is why they don't just.
Species. It's no different than a pig.
They're probably worse than a pig. They're heavier. You know, they don't root, but they sure.
Yeah, they just don't breed as fast, but still, it's the same thing. It's an invasive species. You ought to be able to go out there and just drop them left, right, and center.
A dude from Young can get your horse off the rail. I can remember his name right now. I know his name. Me and him, I know who you're talking about, Ryan. Me and him worked together. Me and him worked together at Torreon Ranch, and we did some dumb, stupid stuff. Because you get a lot of people that are horse trainers, right? And I came in when I first met that kid. He was riding a mule, and it was a real bad mule. And his funny thing was when you come in and say, I break horses or... Oh, yeah, we'll put you on this one. And now he put me on that mule, and I went and rode that mule out and came back. And I said, you want to sell this mule? And well, we started actually working together, and we get those people. And, we just put them on horses that were stupid. And, you know, a lot of these, I don't do round pen stuff. I don't do ground work. I do wet blankets. I put them in a horse trailer. I only got two horses, Jeremy. The rest are donkeys and mules. Put them in a trailer, and I go hit those roads for 2-3 hours and then get off and ride them back 20 miles or whatever. I mean, that's just how we broke horses. But I'd buy them Salt River horses or the Gila River reservation. I'd get those for $20, and I'd get them real little ones. And you get a reservation horse to trust you, you have a friend for life. I'm going to tell you that. And I wouldn't feed them horses unless they ate out of my hand. So there was a lot of horses that went a long time without feeding. You know, until they started, I'd either let them eat right by me, and they'd do the whole grab and go and come back. But and I tell you the weirdest thing about them res horses, if you walk backwards into them, they trust you more, and then they'll start trusting you. I don't know why. I don't even know how I started doing that, but I did start doing that. And man, I broke a lot of those res horses. Now I'm not saying they don't bite; they're biters. I didn't really get kicked, but man, they love to bite. Them res horses on the Gila River love to bite. Good old days when when I fell down, I didn't break nothing. But all that times I fell and got broke and bent and twisted, it's cloudy right now, and I can feel it today in my neck, my knees. You know, Benny knows what I'm talking about. You know, I think God Meat Eater said, when you're 40, you wake up with tennis elbow, and you're like, what is that for? And then it just, from then on, you start feeling those little pains. All that stuff you survived, it catch up to you. Right, Benny? Yeah.
I don't remember. I think it was 5 or 6 years ago I broke my back at work. It hurts bad.
I love Casey. Casey wasn't so funny. I think he was insulting me. Let's give a shout out to Cold Strike Gear, phenomenal supporter of the Arizona Working Dog Alliance, as well as the Freecast and Podcast. Head over to coldstrikegear.com for your hound gear and apparel. Let's help out those that help out the hound community. I'm going to take my Mustang and my dirty donkey down there.
You know, I used to run around with Jim Brooks. Casey knows Jim. And Jim absolutely hates mules, period. And I hated mules too, but just to badger Jim, I'd tell him, well, you know, Jim, you're riding quarter horses and a mule's at least a half a horse. Boy, he'd get pissed.
My cousin, he don't like mules. He's the one, I turned those mules down Friday night, and Saturday morning I kind of had, you know how you have buyer's remorse. I didn't buy remorse. I'm like, man, I should have bought. She had a guy, and I'm like, listen, if you can sell them right now, you don't have to wait on me. And my cousin came over and said, you're a big dummy. So I text her and said, hey, that guy show up, he's on his way. I said, I'll sell you the money right now. And I don't think her husband, believe me, because I don't know him. I just know her. And I said, tell that guy you're just going to sell him. I said, what is he going to do? Not like you? You don't even know the dude. It's kind of a weird story, too. And she goes, oh, well, sell me the money. He still wants to come look at him. And I don't think they trusted me. And she called me back in like 2 minutes and said, holy crap, you zelled me that money. I said, yeah, I told you I wanted him. And I guess she told that guy, the guy bought him, sent me money already. And he was kind of mad about it. Well, who is it? I want to know who bought those mules, blah, blah, blah. And she said, Chris Watson. And he said, oh, okay. Well, thank you. And hung up. So I don't know if he knew me or I don't know. I ain't nobody famous, but maybe I did a case on him before or something. I don't know. So I have the name. I'll run him, see what he's about. But I got a good deal on those mules. So anybody wants to go, I got 6 mules. And if you're afraid to fall, I got a donkey you can ride too, which I get shit for because my 140-pound son was riding them, and he's on one of my TikToks or my Facebook or my YouTube or whatever. Man, I got so many comments on abuse. Donkeys aren't meant for that. They can't handle the weight. And I'm all, what? I don't know what world you're living in, but this country was built on the back of donkeys and mules and horses. You know, their backs aren't made for that. He was just riding it bareback. You know, he's just tall, skinny kid. So he looked. He'd probably drag his feet on it, but that mule didn't do nothing. He just went on and ruined his way. But that's the people. That's the people. Your neighbors right there, Riker. That's the people that just have to stick their nose. They believe in leprechauns and unicorns still. And, I mean, they just, you know.
Just like what we dealt with in the last winter. It's always the fellow that ain't never seen a lion to tell you how mean you are to them. Yeah. Tell you how to learn it. Yeah. Tell you what they do. And they don't know what one looks like in real life. Same thing. Just,
oh boy,
talking about fantasies.
It's crazy how, like, that gal was killed in Colorado by that lion. It's crazy the comments. I mean, they don't give a shit about human life
at all.
If that was a 5-year-old kid, they wouldn't give a shit about
that human happened life. In California and like a while back, and everybody just talks shit about her parents and talks shit about her. That's what she gets for playing where they live. That's part of nature. Yeah, it's all part of nature until they start chewing on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, so, I'm going to check out.
Right, I'm fixing to do that too, Mr. Benny.
I enjoyed your stuff. It's too bad that you're in a place where you are, but I will offer my services, and I will transplant those damn dead skunks with no ties to you.
Yeah. And he has good New Mexico skunk.
Yeah.
We got roadkill skunks and I could put them in a bag and Ziploc them. I got 3-gallon Ziploc bags. I could freeze them and they could thaw out in their trunk.
Yeah. Thanks for jumping on, Benny.
See you guys.
I'll see you probably soon. I'll probably meet up with you when you're down here.
I'll be there I got it. Well, me and Richard Fight are going to run around down there where I told you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go look around. You're going to be there this weekend, holler. And I've got to make fry bread twice.
Sounds good.
Turns out I'm Navajo. I'll see you down the road.
See you later, Benny.
Later, Benny.
So we got a new community, too. What is that called? I thought old Dustin would be on here, so I didn't really look it up. What is it, Jared? The Hound Hunter? The Hound Honey Hole?
Yeah.
If you go to ColtStrikeGear.com, it's right. Been on here. If you go to ColtStrikeGear.com, and it's called the Hound Hunter. Thanks a lot, Dustin.
My phone's fixing to die, fellas. I'm going to bounce out.
Alrighty.
To you, and hey, good luck with everything, bud.
Thank you.
Sounds good. What is it? Hound Hunter's Honey Hole. Oh, God. Big. Oh, God. Dang it. Hang on. Hound Hunter's Honey Hole. Justin and Cold Strike Gear. Oh, Riker bailed on us, too.
Yeah.
Started. If you go to ColdStrikeGear.com, he has a link to it called the Hound Hunter's Honey Hole. You can post whatever you want. Pretty much. Just don't be an asshole. Thought you just got sick of us.
Oh, no, I lost my audio again.
So, Hound Hunter's Honey Hole. And it's, I guess it's kind of like Big Game Houndsman, but better. Because that's when that one's kind of dead. You've been on it, right, Jared?
Mm-hmm. I bought my first dog off it.
Big Game Houndsman, or?
Yeah, Big Game Houndsman.
Yep. But Hound Hunter's Honey Hole is, Dustin started this for us. So, go to ColdStrikeGear.com. Check it out. He has a link to it.
Yep. I'm going to tag along and jump off on this thing, too.
Yeah, we're out of here, too. You can't go full blast on our first time back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riker, thanks for jumping on, telling us your story. Keep me informed on that, and I'll just kind of, if you get permission to bash those people on here, let me know, and we'll definitely do it.
Okay. I appreciate you guys having me.
All righty. Stay in touch.
Good luck on it, amigo.
Thank you. See you guys.
See ya.
Yep. Jared?
All right. Adios.
You hunt all weekend or what?
No, I'm sticking around the house tomorrow, and then I'll go up, make camp Friday, I think.
Oh, with Brandon?
Yeah.
That'll be a good time.
I run up with Dustin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, he's trying to get me to go over there. He's going to be over there, 6 weeks?
Yeah, I'll be there till the end of the month, and then I'll come back down here and start hunting again down here, let it dry out.
I ain't bringing my saddles because you guys want to steal them. So I got to bring all my junky ones so y'all get stolen. I'm going to have to sleep on them.
Yeah, right.
Those are cool saddles, huh?
Yeah, I like that one. So
it's probably the same one Brandon wants. He's still bugging me about it. That one and that big red mule.
Shoot, tell you what, you give that saddle to Brandon and I'll take my saddle back from him. I got one in his trailer right now. So
does it have the swells, the big swells on it?
No, it's got nothing. I got to put some on it.
Yeah, these ones they fit. I love those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have one that kind of went like this. And I think I gave it away, and I wish I wouldn't have.
It's like wearing a seatbelt.
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, if you got a horse that's stupid, it'll keep you in the saddle.
Yep.
Maybe not. It may not be safe, but it sure will keep you in that saddle.
Yep.
All righty. I'll get a hold of you.
See you guys later.
All right. All right, guys. We're back. I'm going to get this downloaded for Friday. You can check it out on Spotify. You can check it out on our RSS.com, and you can check out our podcast on any Apple, all that stuff. Other than that, go to ColdStrikeGear.com, jump on that Hound Hunter's Honey Hole if you're a hound hunter. I got classified stories, pictures. You can post whatever you want. There's no limitation. Value Pack dog food. Go buy some. It's what I use. What else we got? I'm sure I got missing some else, but thanks, guys, for coming on, and we will see you guys next week. Listen to us Friday on the podcast. Always remember, keep your powder dry and stay safe out there.
Well, bye.
Let's give a shout out to Cold Strike Gear, phenomenal supporter of the Arizona Working Dog Alliance, as well as the Freecast and podcast. Head over to ColdStrikeGear.com for your hound gear and apparel. Let's help out those that help out the hound community.